104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:33, up to 41 today. Real quick, I can't forget, Brian called in and said, could you wish my wife Kendra happy birthday? So happy birthday, Kendra.
Happy birthday. Why are you playing that?
Birthday.
That's not for birthdays.
Why not? Why can't it be?
Well, I guess technically, you know,
well,
it's a gift.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was talking about. It's the birthday, you know?
Yeah.
Birthday.
You should play the Jeremiah song.
I just realized something.
What?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
It's
one of those again? Gonna have intermission?
Quick intermission.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Isn't that a bummer?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like 3 weeks. Sorry, I cannot say that.
I know you can't.
I will be in a ton of trouble.
Yeah.
So,
but you did pass the wife test.
I passed the wife test. And great. Now she knows we were talking about her. Thanks. I did pass the wife test.
Oops.
I was wrong. You idiot. It would only have been bad if I'd said it on the air. You won't care off the air. Don't worry. I'll call you after we get off the air. The only one I got wrong was the shoe size. She is only a size 10, not a size 12.
I thought 12 sounded shoe. A little obnoxious.
Jackie, she goes, I think Jackie's a 12 right now. Well, actually, I took her to buy shoes one day, and she was a 13, and I was like, hey, we both wear size 13s, because we both got shoes that day. And she's like, that is so cool.
Yeah, I just know that looking at Crystal going, there's no way she wears a size 12 shoe.
Yeah, but I'm 6 feet tall.
Right.
Doesn't a size 13 seem a little odd?
Mm.
That's like 6'4", 6'5", guy feet.
I guess. Yeah.
But no, I got size 13 shoes.
I'm pretty average, 8.5.
I have to tell you, Jackie said the funniest thing the other day. We've been writing on the marker board like her funny quotes.
Yes.
And it's slowed down. It was like about one every other day for a while. Now it's about one a month, two a month, somewhere in there. And we were down in the basement on Sunday, I think it was, and the kids are running around playing, and I'm kind of trying to watch football, and Rockley had a dirty diaper.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious. And I just said, Jackie, what do you think? Does Rockley need a new diaper? And she goes, yeah, Rockley's butt smells like egg salad. I have no idea where she got that. Maybe she got it at daycare. I have no idea. But.
Cute.
Allegedly.
Well, kind of. I like egg salad. I don't think it smells like poop.
I do, too.
But sometimes, like, boiled eggs kind of have.
There are
a
bad
bit
smells that are reminiscent, even though they're bad, they're reminiscent of eggs.
Right.
Even though eggs are yummy in and of themselves, mm-hmm. when they're in the state they're supposed to be in, either
right.
boiled or cooked or whatever. But every now and then, there's that sulfury.
There is, yeah.
Smell that you encounter.
So I guess
somewhere.
I could see where she could get that from.
Yeah. I don't know where, but she got it anyway.
That's awesome.
Heroes of the day, they are up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Can we get through this one without a drink?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Biddy Zett was on The Voice last night to perform his new track, My Life, which features Adam Levine. Eminem is also on the track, but he wasn't there. And one last Nate Dogg album will be released sometime next year. It will feature Eminem, also having Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Mary J. Blige on there. It's an album previously unreleased tracks titled Nate Dogg, It's a Wonderful Life. On TV tonight, The Voice, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Shrek the Halls, Dancing with the Stars, and Oprah, Where Are They Now? And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
You cheated. That was only 30 seconds.
But I did it! I did it! No
That's
drink! No
so
drink!
So cheating. So cheating. How did I do on the Know Your Wife quiz? I called my wife. I'll tell you how I did after David Guetta and Usher, Without You.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:49. We're going to top out at 41 today. Real quick before we go, Matt's on the phone. How are you, Matt? Are you there, Matt? Okay, are you there? How are you?
I heard you say eggs and egg salad, the smell.
Uh-huh.
And I had to call in to tell you a story in high school.
Okay.
I ran home for open lunch. This has been 18 years ago, but ran home for open lunch, threw some eggs in some hot water, thinking I'll just do some boil, some hard-boiled eggs. Well, the eggs were rotten. And they broke when they were hard, you know, boiling. You have never experienced smell until you've hard-boiled a rotten egg.
I
was throwing up in the towel that was covering my face while I was trying to run the eggs to throw them outside. Death is flowers compared to this.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
I can't either. Hard-boiled rotten eggs.
Gross.
And it was, I'm kind of a visual person, too. So when I smelt it, I walked over there, and they were green. And see, our family eats eggs like crazy.
Yeah.
So for them to be rotten was
odd.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Ugh.
So, yeah, it was green. It was,
okay, you can
like
stop.
I said, death is roses compared to this. If you don't like somebody, get a rotten egg, throw it in a pan, boil it, and leave, because it's horrific.
Did it take forever to get that smell out of the house?
Forever.
Yeah.
It was stuck in my nose for the rest of the day. Like, I was dry heaving. It was, I'm telling you, nobody has smelled anything worse. It was hot, rotten egg boil.
Okay, stop. You're making me sick.
My wife may beg to differ with that, but...
I'm telling you, if you think you've smelled bad, try that.
Ugh.
Oh, I had some Cajun chicken tortellini one time. I don't know.
I would rather be in a closed room with you than deal with the eggs again.
Give me Dutch oven over that any day. Yeah.
Any day.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Matt.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Eggs.
I love eggs.
It's what's for breakfast.
Every time you're a hero.
It is 9:52. Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martini's at 57th and Louise. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Defining the relationship talks can be really awkward, but usually they don't end up with one person trying to stab the other person. Last week, 35-year-old Julian Martone of Florida met 39-year-old Efren Molina. They decided to go on a first date for food and drinks last Wednesday night. After dinner, Efren went back to Julian's apartment for a few hours. As they were talking at the apartment, Julian called herself
Efren's... Okay, I'm calling drink
what?
Right now. After the apartment, the dinner, Julian... You didn't pre-read this.
I did not.
No.
I actually pre-read the PPM. And our small version of the... Yeah, anyway. You got me all screwed up. Don't mess... Why do you have to stop me?
I would just call drink, that's all. That's all I did.
No, because you stopped me. As they were talking at the apartment, Jillian called herself Efren's girlfriend. He disagreed and said that she was not his girlfriend. And according to the police, she became enraged. Jillian punched Efren, then ran and grabbed the kitchen knife. Efren managed to wrestle it out of her hand and then forced her out of the apartment and locked himself inside for safety. She smashed his car windows with a large rock. Jillian was arrested for aggravated assault and battery. She was also arrested 3 months ago for drunken disorderly conduct.
Okay, now I'll do the version I have time to do after yours. A murder suspect was arrested trying to cash in on Walmart's Black Friday deals. And that is all.
What?
Of all the crimes committed at Walmart's on Black Friday, one Walmart helped fight crime with their great deals. In California, an 18-year-old wanted murder suspect couldn't resist Walmart's deals and went shopping on Black Friday. An off-duty probation officer saw him there and recognized him. Police arrested him without incident. Nice work. We got to work on your pre-reading skills.
I can't wait till tomorrow. It's a new day. I can start over.
Yeah. time for us to get out of here fast. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow, allegedly. It's Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.